Lord, we want to thank you that you're the God in heaven who speaks to his people.
主啊，我们感谢您，那你是那样一位神，那在天堂里和他的子民说话。
If God hadn't spoken to us, Lord, we wouldn't know that you were there.
所以神如果没有跟我们说话，主啊，我们就不知道您在那里。
So Lord, we're thankful that you speak, and the other thing is, we pray that when you speak, we'll listen.
所以主啊，我们感谢您呢，对我们说话。另外一件事情呢，当您说的时候呢，我们在听。
How foolish it would be, Lord, for you to speak and we not to listen.
所以主啊，如果您说话呢，我们不去听的话呢，那是多么的愚蠢呢。
So we give thanks now for your kindness. We pray that you'll help us understand and then help us to obey what our God says.
所以我们感谢您的慈爱，求我们祷告呢，求您呢帮助我们去理解那个我们的神对我们说的话。
So help us this afternoon, we pray.
所以今天下午求您帮助我们，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. So again, welcome to all who are here and welcome to those on Zoom.
所以呢，再次欢迎所有来到这里的，也欢迎在Zoom上加入的。
So Amy, I noticed that you're Amy number one or two too, because there's another Amy on Zoom.
因为Amy呢，我知道呢，我发现你是可能是第二号，因为另外一个Amy在Zoom上。
Very good.
对的，对的，所以我把我的中文名也放上去了。
Hello.
Also my Chinese name.
Ying, that's right.
Yes, yeah.
And I know you mostly by Ying, but it's good to see you.
因为我就是说是知道你呢，主要是Ying，那么非常高兴看到你。All
right, so our story is simple.
我们的故事非常简单。The
children of Israel were slaves in Egypt.
以色列的孩子们在埃及做奴隶。
And they didn't like it. They prayed that God would deliver them, and God sent them Moses, and God sent them miracles, and they were able to flee from Egypt.
所以他们不喜欢做奴隶，然后呢，神呢派来了那个摩西，派来了那个亚伦呢，神听了他们祷告呢，要把他们从埃及地拯救出来。
And so they found themselves after fleeing from Pharaoh and going through the Red Sea, they found themselves on the other side of the Red Sea in a wilderness, and they had to learn a little bit about the God who had saved them.
这个里面呢，他们发现呢，他们被从埃及地拯救出来以后呢，过了红海，过了红海，在红海的另一边呢，他们在旷野里，旷野里呢，他们发现，在旷野里呢，他们必须学习神教导他们的另外一些事情。Now
that's logical. If they were saved, they must ask the question, why? And what was the purpose of this? Why would God have picked us up from Egypt and put us in the wilderness? What does he want?
对这个里面是很有逻辑的，但是呢，如果他们得救了，得救以后，他们又要问这样一个问题：为什么？为什么那么神？为什么要把他们从埃及地拿出来了，然后放在旷野的这一边？这他们出来的意义是什么？神要他们做什么？So
I became a Christian when I was a little boy.
当我还是个小男孩的时候，我成为那基督徒。
And as I began to grow up, I started asking myself the question, what is it you want me to do?
因为就是说，当我开始长大的时候呢，我一直就问这个问题，我说呢，你要我做什么？
And in my case, the answer was pretty obvious. I was told, and I believed that my job was to tell other people about Jesus.
因为在我的这个例子里呢，那个是非常明显的。我知道呢，就是说我的工作呢是跟别人呢讲主耶稣。So
I kept on saying, I guess it doesn't really matter what I do in terms of my job or my profession. All that matters is I've got to tell people about Jesus.
我就知道呢，就是说是开始理解这一点，不管呢我的工作要做的是什么，不管呢就是说是我呢要去承认的是什么，先讲的什么，但是呢就是说我最重要的要去做的事情呢，就是告诉别人主耶稣。
So when I was in high school, People used to say to me, what are you going to do when you graduate? What's your job going to be? What do you want to be?
因为就是当我还在高中的时候呢，就是别人就问我说呢，你毕业以后想干什么？你想做什么样的工作？你想成为什么样的人呢？
And I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
And then I went to university and they said to me, what are you going to do and be?
然后我上大学时候呢，他们又问你准备做什么，准备成为什么样的人？
And I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
And then I finally got a job and people said to me, so what are you going to do and be?
然后呢我找到一份工作那些人呢又问我说你准备做什么你想成为什么样的
And I said, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
I really don't know even today what I should have been.
所以呢就算今天我都不知道我应该是什么样。
It doesn't matter. All that mattered was that I tell people about Jesus.
这个不重要对所有重要的事情呢我必须告诉别人主耶稣。
So the children of Israel come out of Egypt. They're in the wilderness, and what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? They don't know.
以色列的孩子们从以色列从埃及出来进到了旷野。那么说呢，他们要做什么？他们准备做什么？他们不知道。
They're going to go over there ultimately to the land of Canaan, and they know that. But what they're going to do when they get there, they don't know.
因为他们知道呢，他们要去到那样一个土地叫迦南地。那么说呢，到了迦南地，他们要做什么呢？他们也不知道。
But God says to them, "This is what you've got to do. You've got to be my people. You've got to serve me. The central point of your life has got to be God."
所以呢，就是神说呢，我知道你们呢要做的事情，你们要认识我，你们要做我的子民，他们的就是说是中心的人生中心问题是认识神。
So here they are, 3 months after having left Egypt.
这里他们来到这里，就说是他们离开埃及后的第三个月。
And the Lord says, I am going to speak to all you people, and I'm going to tell you what it is you must do.
所以主是说呢，我要告诉你们呢，就是说对我的子民说话，我要告诉你们，你们准备要做的是什么。
So, they prepared for 3 days to have the Lord speak to them.
所以他们呢，主要跟他们说话，他们已经准备了三天。
And so we read last week, verse 16, then it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunderings, lightnings,And thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of a trumpet was very loud.
在这个里面呢，我们上个星期读到了，到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大。
God was going to speak to them. This was just the introduction, the preamble.
所以呢，就是说神呢要跟他们讲话，这个只是个介绍，是个前奏。
Verse 18. Now my Sinai was completely in smoke.
第十八节说那西奈山全山冒烟。
You say, wow, what's this all about? And the answer is, God is going to speak to the people.
所以你说哇，这要干什么呢？这答案是神要跟他的子民说话。
Verse 19, when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and louder, Moses spoke and God answered him.
所以第十九节说当脚声拖长，渐渐的高而又高，摩西就是话，神有声音回答他。
So verse 20 now, then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up.
第二十节说耶和华降临在西奈山顶，耶和华召摩西上山顶，摩西就上去。
Okay, you got the picture?
看到这个图景吗？
All the children of Israel are down in the valley.
所有的以色列的孩子们都在山谷里。
On the mountain,God has come down.
所以呢，就是在那个山顶上，神降下来。
There's thunder and lightning, a thick cloud, a trumpet, and smoke.
有雷鸣，有闪电，有脚声，有那个密云，有冒烟。
All right, and where are we now? Verse 20, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain.
所以第二十节呢，耶和华降临在西奈山顶上，耶和华召摩西上山顶。
So Moses goes up to the top of the mountain.
所以摩西呢爬到山顶上。
What would the logical thing have been?
所以这个逻辑上应该做什么？
Run down to the bottom of the mountain and then run away.
所以呢就是说跑到那个山底下然后逃跑。
Do you remember the Mount St. Helens story?
所以呢你知道那个圣海伦火山的故事吗？
All kinds of rumblings, earthquakes and problems and the news was get off the mountain, everybody off the mountain, and then that Sunday in May, the mountain blew up.
内容里面呢就是说是当时呢有地震，有所有的那些震动，然后呢新闻告诉他们呢离那个山越远越好，就是说在大概是五月份那个火山爆发了。
And so they watched Moses go up to the mountain, and they probably thought, he's crazy.That mountain's going to blow up.
所以呢，他就说，他们看到摩西呢上山，他们说呢，啊，他是不是疯了吗？那个山要爆发了。
So when he got up the mountain, verse 21, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to gaze at the Lord, and many of them perish. Also, let the priests who come near the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break out against them."
第二十一节说，耶和华对摩西说，下去嘱咐百姓不可敞过来到耶和华面前观看，恐怕他们有多人死亡。第二十二节又叫亲近耶和华的祭司自洁，恐怕耶和华忽然出来引导他们。
So the Lord is saying, make sure you don't come near, make sure they don't come near.
所以呢主说呢，你不要确保他们呢不要来，他们都不要过来。
Verse 23, Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, set bounds around the mountain and sanctify it.
第二十三节说，摩西对耶和华说，百姓不能上西奈山，因为你已经嘱咐我们要在山定界限，叫山成圣。
Then the Lord said to him, away, get down, and then come up, you and Aaron with you.But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them.
第二十四节呢也说呢，耶和华对他说，下去吧，你要和亚伦一同上来，只是祭司和百姓不可敞过来上到耶和华面前，恐怕他忽然出来临到他们。
Verse 25, so Moses went down to the people and spoke to them.
第二十五节是，于是摩西下到百姓那里告诉他们。
How many times had the Lord warned them, don't come near the mountain?
主呢警告他们多少次要不要呢靠近山呢？
And I'm not sure over and over and over again.
我不是很确定，但是一次一次又一次。
All right, all of this is preliminary to chapter 20, which begins, and God spoke all these words.
所有这些呢讲的呢都是前奏，就是神要跟他的子民说话之前的前奏。
Is it important that we prepare to have God speak to us?
你这个呢我们准备好当神要跟我们讲话的时候，这件事情重要吗？
Sometimes people say, okay, everything's fine, I'll just go and talk to God.
所以有些人说啊、哦，一切都没事，我只是说是去跟神说话就可以了。
If you were to go to speak to somebody important in Vancouver or British Columbia, would you prepare ahead of time?
例如，如果你去跟温哥华或者说BC 省的某个重要人物去说话，你会做提前准备吗？
If you were going to see the mayor of Vancouver, would you just walk into his office, put your feet up on his desk, and say, "Hello, I'm glad I'm here"?
对的，如果你要去见温哥华的市长，你是不是要就走进他的办公室呢？然后坐下来，把脚敲到他的办公桌上，说：“啊，我来了，我在。”
So God said, "I'm God, and I'm going to speak to you. I want you to listen. I want you to respect what I'm about to say."It is very important.
所以神说呢，我就是神，我要跟你们讲话呢，我要你们去听，我们也要去注意，因为我要跟你们讲的话是非常重要的。
So, all right, here he is on this mountain. Thunder, lightning, darkness, smoke, fire, earthquakes.
所以这里在这个山上呢，有闪电，有雷鸣，有黑暗，有冒烟。
And then a voice comes out of heaven.
所以从天上传那个声音。
And what does he say, verse 2?
所以呢，第二节他说什么？
He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt.
他就说呢，我就是耶和华神，曾将你们从埃及地为奴之家领出来，这第20章的第二节。
Well, in all that time, they'd never seen him.
在那么的时间，他们从来没见过他。They
certainly seen a lot of the miracles that he did.
他们肯定看见过他行的很多的神迹。But
they had never seen him or heard him.
但是他们从来没有看见过他，或者说听到过他。And
so he introduces himself, and he says, "Do you know who I am? I'm the God who brought you out of Egypt."
所以呢，向他们做了一个自我介绍。他说："你们知道我是谁吗？我就是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地。"
And then he uses this amazing phrase. He says, I brought you out of the house of bondage.
所以他用了这个非常的神奇的这样的一个词组。他说，我把你们从为奴之家领出来。
They were slaves.
他们是奴隶。
He brought them out of the house of slavery.
他们把他从为奴之家领出来。
If you were a slave, would you be happy to meet somebody who gave you freedom?
所以呢，如果呢你是个奴隶，你会高兴看碰到一个人，他能把你让你自由的吗？
And they were happy.
他们非常高兴。
Yeah.
是。
They weren't just in Egypt; they were in bondage.
他们不仅仅只是在埃及，他们还在为奴。
Now, it's interesting. But the Lord Jesus says about all of us who were sinners, he said, when you were sinners, you were a slave to your sin.
所以这个主耶稣跟我们说呢，我们全都是罪人，但是呢，他跟我们说呢，你当你是罪人的时候呢，你是罪的奴隶。
You know, some people are slaves and they don't really understand it because they don't really know what freedom is.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们是奴隶，他们根本就不理解奴隶什么，因为他们不知道自由是什么。These
people knew about the bondage of their slavery, but they were slaves just the same.
所以呢，就是这些人呢，知道他们呢，就是说是做奴隶，他们同样也是罪的奴隶。Verse
3, he says, "You shall have no other gods before me."
第三节说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。That's
the first rule that God has for them. He's got 10 commandments, and this is the first. You shall have no other gods before me.
这是第一条，第一条呢，神呢给了他们十诫，十诫呢，这是第一诫，第一诫说除了我之外不可有别的神。
That's a very logical.
这个非常有逻辑。
And very important.
也非常重要。
First commandment.
第一诫。
When we talked about divorce this morning, when you get married, what do you say?
因为我们今天早上谈到了离婚，当你结婚的时候，你说什么？
You say, if I'm a man, you say, I'm going to have no other wife but you.
因为如果你是个男的，你说除了你以外，我不再有别的妻子。
The wife says, I will have no other husband but you.
你是个女的，你说我除了你以外不会有别的丈夫。
God had delivered these people, and the picture that he uses to describe it is that I can't think of the word, but he arranged to have a wife, they were to be his wife.
这个里面的神呢，就拯救了他们出来。拯救他们出来呢，这个词我应该怎么说呢？他呢，就是宣布他们是他的妻子。
And so most logical for him to say, you shall have no other gods before me.
这个最有逻辑的呢，他应该说呢，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Why? Well, number one, because there is no other God.
为什么呢？第一条呢，就是因为没有其他的神。
But number two, because their imagination would allow them to create other gods so that they could serve them and do what they want rather than serve him.
第二条呢，他们通过想象，可以想象出来其他的神或者偶像呢，他们去服侍，而不是去服侍神。And
so his logic is, do not have any other gods before me.
因为他的逻辑是呢，除了我以外，不可有别的神。
Then he goes on in verse 3, and he gives commandment number 2. You shall not make for yourselves any graven image or carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth.
然后呢，第二条呢，他在第四节里给出，不可为自己雕刻任何偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地下水中的百物。
Then he goes on this when he says, You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments.
第五节第六节第五节说呢，不可向他们屈身，也不可俯视他们，因为我耶和华你的神是嫉妒的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，至父至子，直到三四代。爱我的，守我诫命的，我必向他们施怜悯，直到千代。
Now, it is true, isn't it, that many people in the world today bow down to images. They say, this is my God.
你这个也是个事实，是不是呢？在当今世界上很多人呢，他们呢，就是像偶像，拜偶像，像偶像屈身，他说这是我的神。
Sometimes they make a small God, put it on a shelf in their house.
所以呢，有时候呢，他们做一个小的神呢，放在他们家里的架子上。
Sometimes they say, my God lives in that great big building over there.
所以呢，有时候他说呢，我的神住在那个一个非常大的建筑物里面。
Sometimes they will find a picture or make a picture of what they think is God, and they will respect the picture.
所以有时候呢，他们找到一个相片，照了个相片呢，他说这个相片呢是我的神，所以他们呢就去敬拜那个相片。
So God says, no, that's not what you should do.
神说不，这不是你们应该做的。
Who is this God?
谁是这位神?
Well, God is the God who made you and me and them. He made us.
所以呢，神呢，他是那位神呢，他创造了你，创造了我，创造了他们，因此神是创造我们的神。
What is the alternative?
所以另外的选项是什么?
Well, the alternative is another God. What kind of a God is it?
你另外的选项是还有另外的神，那么那是什么类型的神呢?
Well, that's the God that I would make.
这是那个神的我造的。
So are you prepared to serve the God who made you? Or would you rather serve a God that you made?
所以呢，你是愿意去服侍一个造你的神呢，还是愿意去服侍一个你造的神呢？
If God made you, who's the boss?
如果神呢，创造了你，谁是主宰？
God.
神。
If you made an idol, who's the boss?
如果你造了一个偶像，谁是主宰呢？
You.
你。
And if you didn't like him, what would you do?
如果你不喜欢，你怎么办？
You'd throw him in the garbage and get a new idol.
所以你把他扔到垃圾桶里，再找一个新的偶像。
It's very convenient.
这是非常方便。
God says that's absolute nonsense. I am the God who made you. You must obey me. Don't you ever follow a God you make yourself.
所以神说呢，就是说是我造了你，这个是非常有逻辑的。我造了你呢，所以你必须要服侍我，永远不要去服侍一个你自己造的神。
Or a God that your society makes for you.
或者说你的社区为你造了一个神。
And all down through history, the political rulers have been saying, We are the political rulers, you must obey our God, you must go our way.They're basically saying, I'm God, you will all follow me, you can have an idol, you can have this, but we're the God, we're God, you must do what we say.
所以呢，有史以来呢，所有的那个政治统治者呢，他们都说呢，就是我是你们的统治者，所以呢，你们必须服侍我的神。所以呢，不管你们在下面拜什么偶像，你们做什么，但是呢，你们必须服侍我的神，因为我是你的统治者。
So number one, no other God.
第一个呢，不可有别的神。
Number two, no images of God.
第二个呢，不可有神的偶像。
Now, I guess I should just mention that, when you come into 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, which picture of God do you like the best?
因为我提我应该提到这一点。当你来到第十六届福音教堂的时候呢，哪一个神的相片你最喜欢？
There's no pictures of God in this chapel.
在我们教堂里没任何的神的相片。
There's no pictures of Jesus in this chapel.
在我们教堂里没有主耶稣的相片。
Well, that's hopefully the case, but you know, many new books about Jesus have pictures of Jesus in the book.
你这个呢，就是说是啊，这应该是这样的。但是呢，你知道吗？很多那个新的书里面有主耶稣基督的相片在里面。
Don't follow them. Don't do that.
就不要跟从他，不要那么去做。
Don't even pretend that there are pictures of Jesus.
就是也不要去假设那里有一个主耶稣基督的图片。
So we sometimes have a Christmas program for children at Christmas.
因为我们有时候呢，在圣诞节的时候呢，为孩子有一个节目。
And we sometimes have a manger with some straw in it.
因为我们有时候呢，有个马槽，里面有些稻草。
And then we like to put something in the straw to be the picture of Jesus.
我们呢喜欢呢把一个什么东西放在那个马槽里作为主耶稣基督的一个图景。
So what do you put in the manger?
那么你把什么放到马槽里了
?Well, you could get a little baby doll and put that in the manger.
你可以拿一个小小的婴儿娃娃放在那个马槽里。
But people might say, well, that's Jesus.
有些人可能说呢那就是耶稣。
So when we do that, we usually end up taking a towel.And we wrap the towel around itself, and we put it there and there. And so it isn't Jesus. It's just a towel. He didn't look like a towel.
所以呢，也就通常呢，我们把一个那个毛巾那样的东西放在里头，放里头呢，当人们看见以后呢，它呢看起来不像主耶稣，它只是看起来像个毛巾。
So in the chapel, we don't have pictures of Jesus. We have verses of scripture on the wall.To remind us of Jesus, but we don't have pictures of Jesus because this says no graven image, no pictures of Jesus.
这个里面在我们的教堂里呢，没有就是主耶稣基督的图片或者说画像。那么说呢，在你看到这些有一些经文在墙上，这样呢，就是说是给我们让我们提醒我们主耶稣。但是呢，这些经文告诉我们，你不可有雕像，所以呢，没有主耶稣基督的雕像和图片。
All right, so now verse number 7.
那么第七节。
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
第七节说不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
Have you ever heard somebody use the word Jesus when they're angry?
你有没有听到过呢？有些人呢，当他们生气发怒的时候呢，他用主耶稣的名字了。
And they say, "Oh, no," and then they introduce the word Jesus.
然后他们说怒，然后呢再说耶稣。
What a terrible thing!
是一个多么可怕的事情。
Was it Jesus' fault that this person had a flat tire?
所以这个人的胎破了，是主耶稣的错吗
？No,
不是。
So we have a strange society.In our society, people take the name of God, and they take the name of Jesus, and they put it in a bad context, and they blame God and Jesus for their problem.
其实我们有一个非常奇怪的社会，我们这个社会呢，当那个事情呢不对的时候呢，他们呢把这一切的事情放在里面，或者他提到呢主耶稣的名字，然后呢，其实让他们呢把他们自己造成麻烦和过错呢去责怪神和主耶稣。
That's a good thing that we don't do that. We don't want to take God's name and bring it down.
所以呢，这是一件好的事情，我们不想那么去做，因为呢，我们不想呢把神的名字呢放低。
If every time I had a problem, I blamed you, would you be happy?
如果每一次呢我有麻烦的时候，我责怪你，你会高兴吗
？You would say, Harold, it's not my fault that you fell down the stairs. You did it yourself. You shouldn't have left that thing on the top of the stairs to trip over.
对对对，就是说，你是孩儿，你从那个楼梯那个阶梯上跌倒了，不是我的错。你应该呢，在那个阶梯上的时候呢，你应该放点东西，放东西了，你把手呢扶好，你就不会跌倒了。
The people blame Jesus and God for all kinds of bad things that happen to them.
但人们呢，却把所有的在他们身上发生的坏事都呢责怪神和耶稣。Now
Christianity is not the only type of religion, or it's not the only kind of religion in the world. There are a lot of other religions.
基督教呢，并不是说世界上的唯一的宗教，在世界上还有很多其他不同类型的宗教。When
people get angry, when people are hurt, do you hear them say something bad about the God they serve?
当那些人气愤的时候，或者说他们受伤的时候呢，你听到过他们说别的那些宗教的神的名字吗？
They don't talk about the God of this religion, or the God of that religion, or the God of the other religion when things go wrong.
所以他们在那个事情呢不对的时候呢，他们不去讨论这个宗教的神，不是真那个宗教的神，也不去讨论那个宗教的神。They
will often say good things about that God when you talk to them, but they will never say bad things about that God when things go wrong.
因为就是你去那个去谈论他们的神的时候，他们通常呢会说他们的神的好话。当他们的事情呢不对的时候呢，他们从来不说那些他们自己神的坏话。Why
would it be that they say bad things about Jesus and God when things go wrong?
那么为什么当他们事情不对的时候，他们要说神和耶稣的坏话呢？
Only reason, because Jesus and God are the only God.
唯一的原因就是说，耶稣和神呢，他是唯一的神。And
if things go wrong, only God could have solved the problem.
如果事情不对的，唯一只有神可以解决他们的问题。And
so the fact that people name him when things go wrong, name him in all kinds of terrible contexts, the only fact that they run down that God is because he is God.
其实这些人呢，就是说是他们呢，就是提到神的名字的时候呢，当一些他们在一些非常可怕的这样的内容里提到的那个唯一的原因呢，是因为他就是神。So
one of the proofs that the God of the Bible, the God Jesus, one of the proofs that he is God is that people do use his name in vain.
其中的一个证据呢，就是说的那些人，圣经里的神，就主耶稣基督，他们是神呢，就是人们呢，经常用他们的名字。All
right, the next commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
下一届呢，你们当纪念安息日，守为圣日。Now,
that's a very interesting rule.
是一个非常的有意思的规则。God
in his mercy gave us 7 days in a week, and the last day is a day for himself.
这个神呢，他呢，借着他的脸面呢，给了我们一个星期7天。那么最后一个星期的最后一天呢，是他自己的。Can
you imagine working in a society where you didn't get 1 day off a week?
你可以去想象一下，如果你在一个社会，你去工作，那么一个星期呢，没有一天休息呢？
How kind of God that he would want to give us a rest.
这神是有多么的友善，他要给你一天休息呢？
And actually, the wording elsewhere in scripture is that God gave the Sabbath so that our animals could have a rest.
因为在圣经里其实告诉我们神呢，就是说是让一天呢安息的话，那这样动物也可以安息。
If you had a horse or a donkey or a cow, they would say, I want to rest too.
所以呢，你有一个马，或者说是驴，或者说是奶牛，他们也会说我要休息一天。And
because you didn't work that day, they wouldn't work either.
因为你那天不工作呢，动物那天也不工作。God
is a good God. He loves us, and he expects good things from us, but he also expects us to rest in him, to have a rest as well as hard work.
这神是一位良善的神呢，他爱我们，他呢从我们里面呢，他希望我们做一些事情，但是同样呢，他给我们一天，让我们可以在他里面安息。
And so he goes on in the next verses to explain what he's doing here on this Sabbath day, the day of rest.
因为这个呢，在下一节经文里，他解释在这个安息日里，他们应该做什么，不应该做什么。
He says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work.
他们说呢，就是说是你6天呢，你都要工作。
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your maidservant, nor your manservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates.
第10节说呢，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女、男仆、女仆、畜生，并你城里的寄居的客旅，无论任何工都不可做。
So this is a very encouraging day. You get to take a day off. You get a day to rest.
其实是非常有意思的，你呢要休息一天，你要放一天假。
And again, as we've said, your servants and your cattle even, they would all rest.
所以说呢，你的男仆、女仆甚至牲畜也要休息。
And finally he says, nor your stranger who is within your gates.
但是呢，最终说呢，并在你城里寄居的客里。
Now the issue is, Canada. What rules should there be in Canada for the strangers who live in Canada.
现在呢，在加拿大，那么那些寄居加拿大的那些人在加拿大应该扮演什么样的角色呢？
Canada is a multinational country.
所以呢，加拿大是一个多元文化的国家。
Who should be obeying the laws in Canada?
谁应该遵守加拿大的法律？
Everybody.
每一个人。
And it's a very important principle in the Bible. The Bible says, you let the people in, but when they come in, they must obey the laws of God. Everybody must obey the laws of God.
这个呢是非常重要的，在圣经里的，就是说是圣经说呢，你让他们进来，进来以后呢，每个人呢都必须遵守神的律法，每个人都要遵守神的律法。
Now, that was the plan of God.
这是神的计划。
But in the days of Nehemiah, there were some businessmen who felt that the Sabbath day was a good day to do business.
所以当时在尼希米那个年代呢，他们有些寄居在那里的人呢，他们发现呢，就是说是安息日是很好的一个做生意日的一天。
So I think they were merchants. I think they were merchants from Tyre. I'm not sure precisely the city, but they came into Jerusalem every Sabbath day and they set up shop to do business.
所以发现他们呢，就是从那个西的，我不知道到底是哪个城市。他们每一个安息日呢，他们都来耶路撒冷城呢做生意。
And Nehemiah said, "Not in this country. You're not going to do that."
所以尼希米说呢，在这个国家你不应该那么做。
And so he locked the doors of the city in Jerusalem so that they couldn't come in. And he told them, "You keep coming around, and it's going to get worse."
所以这个里面呢，他把所有的城门都锁上了，这样呢，他们就进不来。他说，你们如果一直来的话呢，情况会更糟。
So God's plan for his people was always that they keep his commandment and those who they were kind to, those who lived amongst them, they must keep the command as well.
所以神的计划呢，就是说你们要遵守神的诫命，那么那些呢，就是寄居在这里，他们来的那些人呢，他们也要遵守诫命。
And our society gets into real trouble because we end up, I think in England, they have separate laws for the Muslims. They have Sharia law for the Muslims and another law for the rest of the people. And they've got a divided country because of it.
所以我们当今社会呢，并不是这样的。其实在英国呢，他们允许那个很多的穆斯林进来。那么说这些穆斯林呢，来了以后呢，那些穆斯林呢，远远超过了所以当地的英国人，所以他们呢，成了一个分裂的社会。
Now, from our simple perspective as Christians, we keep the laws of God.
也就是说，我们的观点呢，看到作为基督徒呢，非常简单，我们要遵守神的诫命。
And at the chapel here, we say we're going to keep the laws of God.
在教堂里，我们说呢，我们要遵守神的律法。
Somebody else comes in and says, I've got my own religion. I'll come here and I'll meet with you, but I'll do my own religion too. What do we say?
因为有些人来到这里说呢，我有其他的，我有自己的宗教。我来这里呢，我要继续呢，按照我的宗教教我的去做，我们应该怎么说？
We say, no, you're a stranger. You can come in and observe, but you must not disobey the laws of God.
因为我们说不，你是那个来的，你可以来呢，就是加作为牧师人呢，加入可以观察，但是你呢进来以后呢，你必须遵守神的诫命。
Now another reason for all this, verse 7, or sorry, verse 11.
所有这些原因呢，我们来到第十一节。
God says, I want you to do this, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and he rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
所以呢，主说呢，就是说你这一切以后呢，因为前面讲这么多，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
So why did they keep and honor the Sabbath day? They did that in order to recognize that they were serving the God who made the very worlds in the 6 days preceding the Sabbath day. The Sabbath was a rest for God, and they should remember the blessings of that rest and rest as well, remembering what he did.
这个里面他们为什么要守安息日呢？要遵守安息日呢？因为这样可以提醒他们，提醒他们，因为神呢，在六日之内造了天，造了地，造了海和其中万物。他第七日便休息了。那么第七日便安息了，这个是这一天是为神的，因此呢，他们要守这样的安息日，这样耶和华就赐福给他们。So
remember what God has done. Take every advantage to remember the things that God has done for you.
因为要记住神做的是什么，要用一切的机会呢，要去记住神为你做的什么。And
so, in partial obedience to that particular command and a lot of others, we remember every Sunday morning, we take the bread and the wine, and we remember what Jesus has done for us, and we take time to think about all his goodness to us.
所以这个你们呢，就是除了这一切之外讲的这些呢，我们每一个星期天的早晨呢，我们就来了以后呢，纪念主耶稣基督，我要这样的提醒我们主耶稣基督为我们所做的纪念他的良善。So
what day of the week is the Sabbath day?
那么一个星期的哪一天是安息日呢？
Answer, Saturday.
答案是星期六。What
is the first day of the week?
那么一个星期的第一天是哪一天?
Answer, Sunday.
答案是星期天。So
why do we celebrate the greatness of our God on Sunday rather than Saturday?
那么为什么我们要在一个星期第一天星期天纪念神的伟大，而不是在星期六呢?
And in simplicity, two reasons, I guess. Number one is because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, not on Saturday, but on Sunday, to begin something new and wonderful.
所以简单的说呢，有两个理由。第一个理由呢，是主耶稣基督呢，他是在星期天复活的，复活的不是在星期六，而是那些主在星期天呢复活以后开始了新的奇妙的事情。
And the other reason is that in the New Testament, the Christians celebrated the goodness of God to them, the breaking of bread. They celebrated that on Sunday, not on Saturday.
所以另外一个呢，就是基督徒们那个早期的基督徒们呢，他们呢为了纪念主的良善呢，他们呢就是说是领圣餐呢，是在每个星期天的第一天的开始，一个星期第一天开始，而不是在星期六。
All right, so how are these people going to live?
这样的人们怎么叫，要怎么样去生活?
Some of them are going to be carpenters, some of them are going to be plumbers, some are going to be farmers, some of them are going to be judges. How are they going to live?
这些人呢，他们有些人呢就会是木匠，有些人是水管工呢，有些人是农民，有些人是法官。那么他们要怎么样去生活呢？
All of them are going to follow the Lord. All of them are going to obey the commandments.
所有的人都要跟从神，所有的人呢都要去遵守十诫。
And it doesn't matter whether they're a plumber or a carpenter or a judge, whatever they are, whoever they are, they must all follow the Lord. He comes first.
因为不管他们是那个木匠啊、水管工啊、农民啊、还是法官呐、啊，他们不管做什么工作，他们呢都必须跟从神，神第一。
All right, so verse 12 now. Here's the next commandment. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
然后另外一条诫命第十二节，当尊敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Is that important?
这个重要吗？
Yes.
是。
All that's implied, we don't know. To honor your father and mother is often a very important, a very lengthy responsibility.
这个里面呢，就是这些所有的暗示呢，我们就是尊敬父母、孝敬父母呢，是非常非常重要的。
But in the simplest terms, it is this. Your father and mother says no, and you say, thank you, I won't. Your father and mother say yes, and you say, right now.
这个里面呢，就是简单来讲，你的父母当他们说呢不的时候，你说好吧，我不做；你的父母说呢照这个做，你说我马上做。
Now, that's not only a way to have peace in the home. And frankly, if that's not there, there will be no peace in the home.
所以坦率说，这不是唯一的方法呢，就在家里有平安。那么说，如果你不这么做，在家里肯定没平安。
But what is the promise?
那么应许是什么？
You'll live for a long time.
你会活得久。
How would you go about getting long life?
你怎么可以长寿呢？
Well, you'd eat the right food for breakfast, wouldn't you?
你早晨吃正确的食物，对不对？
And you'd eat an apple a day, keep the doctor away.
你一天吃一个苹果，那医生就远离你。
And you'd go to the doctor and the dentist every year.
因为你呢去看那个医生呢，就是说是牙医呢，每年看一次。
That's not what the Bible said.
这并不是圣经所说。
The Bible says you want long life, you honor your father and your mother.
圣经说呢，如果你想长寿呢，你孝敬你的父母。
And you do that one way when you're a little child and you obey them.
因为当你是个小孩子的时候呢，你有这种方式去做，你顺服他。
And when you get older, you've learned to obey, and then you must learn to respect and show honor. And you do that when you're old, and especially when they're old.
这里面呢，当你长大以后呢，你学会了你怎样呢？要去尊重，要去孝敬你的父母。当父母老了，你老了，你都要孝敬你的父母。
Now it's interesting in the apostle, the Lord makes reference to this, and he says, honor your father and mother. That is the first commandment with a promise.
所以那个使徒呢，在那他的书信里提到呢，就是说是你要孝敬父母，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
This promise is not insignificant. You want to live a long life? Then you honor your father and mother.
这个就是诫命呢，并这个应许呢，并不是说它是不重要的。你想要长寿吗？你孝敬你的父母。
Well, that's not the end of all the commandments. The next one is, you shall not murder.
其实并不是说是这些诫命的结尾，下一个诫命说呢，不可杀人。
We talked a little bit about that this morning.
今天早上我们谈到了一点。
What a terrible thing to take the life of another.
所以呢，你把夺取别人的生命是一个多么可怕的事情。
Would that be possible?
那个是可能的吗？
And the answer is yes. The first two boys who were living on this earth were brothers. And Cain murdered Abel.
因为答案是是的，是的，就是最开始的两个男孩住在地球上的，就是该隐和亚伯。该隐杀了亚伯，谋杀了亚伯，他们是弟兄。
Could that happen?
这个可能发生吗？
I met a man many years ago. I said to him, you're not from Canada. How did you get to Canada?
那很多年结婚的一个人，我说，那你不是加拿大人，你怎么来加拿大的呢？
He said, well, I used to live in Australia.
然后过去住在澳大利亚。
I said, why did you come to Canada?
我说，那为什么你要来加拿大？
He said, well, if I didn't, I would have murdered my mother.
所以说，如果我没有来的话，我可能把我妈妈给杀了。
I thought, wow, I met lots of people in life. I've never met anybody like that.
我说，哇，我的人生里呢，碰到很多人，从来没碰到个像这样的人。
When he came to Canada, he learned he was a sinner, and he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
但是他来到加拿大呢，他学到呢，他是个罪人，他相信了主耶稣基督为他的救主。
And he was honest enough to tell the truth.
他有足够的诚实告诉我们真相。
You shall not murder.
你不可杀人。
Verse 14, you shall not commit adultery.
第14节，不可奸淫。
Is murder a bad thing?
是杀人是件坏事吗？
Yes.
当然。
Is adultery a good thing?
那奸淫是件好事吗？
No.
不是。
Many people will tell you that murder is a bad thing and adultery is a good thing.
有很多人会告诉你，那杀人那是件坏事，但是奸淫那是件好事。
But that's not what God says.
但这不是神说的。
And that's not what they will find in their life.
但这不是他们在他们的人生里能够找到的。
Murder was such a bad thing that in the commandments of God, a murderer was to be put to death for his sin.
因为呢，杀人呢，在神的诫命里面是一件非常坏的事情。一个谋杀犯呢，要被处死。And
the person who commits adultery was to be put to death for his sin.
所以那些犯的奸淫罪的人呢，因为他这样的罪也要处死。And
our society has changed the laws. And our society has glorified evil, and our society has done all kinds of bad things, but it's still a sin. God will not hold him guiltless.
所以呢，我们的社会呢改变了这样的律法，他们呢就是说这个事情呢它不是件坏事，所以呢他们喜欢这些事，但是不管怎么说，这仍然是一件坏事，神一直把它作为一件坏事。
You shall not steal.
你不可偷盗。
Ever heard of anybody who steals something?
你有没有听到有人偷东西呢？
All kinds of people do that.
所有人都偷东西。
I think in California, you don't even get put in. It isn't even a sin to steal anything more less than $1,000.
有人在加利福尼亚呢，就是说，如果你去偷低于1000块钱的东西呢，都不算犯罪。
Okay, God says it is a sin. Don't steal.
神说这就是罪。
God keeps a record, doesn't he?
神呢，有记录，是不是？
God knows all the details.
神知道所有的细节。
Make sure that you pay. Our grandfather used to use the phrase, make sure you always pay 100 cents on a dollar.
所以这个里面就是说，我们的祖父通常呢这样说呢，就是你要确保1块钱呢，你总要付99分。Make
sure you always pay what you have to pay.
所以呢，1块钱付100分犯错了，要确保呢你要付你必须付的。The
next one is you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
所以下一个诫命呢是不可做假见证陷害你的邻舍。
So many people talk, and many people tell lies.
所以呢，很多人呢说话，但是很多人撒谎。The
devil was the first liar.
那魔鬼是第一个说谎的。All
who follow him continue to tell lies.
所以跟着他的呢，都继续撒谎。And
one leading politician in the world was quoted as saying this.
因为呢，在世界上呢，就是有一个就是领导人呢，他这么去说。He
says you'll never get anything approved in government if you don't lie.
所以他说呢，如果你不向政府撒谎，政府永远不会批准你的事情。He
wasn't at the bottom of the government. He was the top man in the government.
他不是那个政府的第一阶人士，他是政府的高阶人士。
Okay. The book of Proverbs says that the governor, the boss who listens to lies, all his servants will be evil.
这个里面就是真言说呢，那个就是说是管秘者或者说老板呢，他们听谎言的，所以他所有的雇员都是邪恶的。
I often ask myself the question, why is one society strong and another society weak?
所以我通常问自己一个问题，为什么这个社区呢，他们强大，那个社区呢却很弱呢？
Better, why is one economy strong and another economy weak?
最好的说呢，其中一个呢就是经济比较发达，另外一个经济呢不发达。
And you'll find invariably in the strong economy, people don't lie. They say, I will pay you so much for that. We'll have a contract. I'll do this, you do that. And they don't lie. And that economy is strong. But where you get people who do lie, everything grinds to a halt because nobody trusts anybody enough to do anything.
这个里面通常会发现呢，在经济发达的地区呢，他们人们呢通常不撒谎，因为他们说呢，你跟我做这件事情，我可以给你付多少多少钱，这样呢，我们有一个合约，所以呢，通常呢，他们会遵守他们的合约，那些人呢就会去做事儿。你发现那些经济不发达的地方呢，他们那些人呢互相都不信任，不信任的，所以呢，他们找不到人去做事儿，所以他们经济不发达。
Why did the Industrial Revolution break out in England rather than in Zimbabwe in Africa?
所以这个里面为什么工业革命是爆发在英国而不是非洲的津巴布韦呢？
Because the gospel was preached in England and people turned from their sin and they started to work. And when they started to work, they told the truth. And when they told the truth, the economy started to grow because people trusted one another and would work together.
因为呢，就是福音呢，在英格兰呢，首先呢就传遍了，传遍了以后呢，他们那些人呢就相信了主，相信主以后呢，他们就开始去工作，开始去工作以后呢，他们就开始去讲真话。当他们讲真话的时候，他们就一起努力工作，那么经济呢就起飞了。<咳>
You can't have happiness in a country. You can't have happiness in a company. You can't have happiness in the home if you tell lies.
所以如果你说谎，你在一个公司里，或者说你在一个家里，或者说你在一个国家里，你不会有快乐。
And so my friend said to me a long time ago, I have a problem with my sister. She always tells me lies.
这个朋友呢，很久之前告诉我说呢，我和我的那个姐姐或者妹妹有麻烦了，因为她经常说谎。How
tragic.
多么大的悲剧。
Now, here's my question. If a country is weak because it tells lies, if a company is weak because it tells lies, if a family is weak because it tells lies, what would happen if you were to tell a lie to yourself?
就是你们现在，这是我的问题。如果呢，就是说是一个国家，它呢弱，是因为呢说谎；一个公司弱，是因为说谎；一个家庭弱，是因为说谎。那么说呢，你自己对自己说谎会发生什么呢？
That'll be the same disaster, isn't it?
就是同样的灾难，是不是？
Have you ever met anybody who lies to themselves?
有没有碰到有些人呢给自己撒谎？
Sure, all kinds of people lie to themselves and they'll lie to you if you ask them about it.
也当然了，就是所有的人呢，就大多数人他们都是这样的，去对自己撒谎。如果你问他关于一些事情，他也对你撒谎。Norma
will tell you the story about the woman she was talking to. And Norma said to her, where are you going to be after you die?
所以Norma呢会告诉我们这个故事，就是他经常讲的。他跟一个女的说呢，你死了以后你要去哪里？And
the woman said, I'm going to come back to life as a tree.
现在他说你，我要那个就是，长成一棵树。And
what do you think the future of that woman is?
你认为那个女的将来是什么样子？
Don't lie to yourself.
别再自己撒谎。But
if you lie to others, you'll start lying to yourself too.
如果你要开始跟别人撒谎，你最终会开始对自己撒谎。Don't
tell lies.
不要说谎。
All right, verse number 17.
第十七节。
You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's.
这就是不可贪恋邻舍的房屋，也不可贪恋邻舍的妻子，他的男仆、女仆、牛驴，并邻舍一切所有的。
Now, do you ever see a car? Do you ever see something you say, "Oh, I'd like that"?
你有没有看到一辆车或者其他东西，你说啊，我太喜欢了。
And then some people say, "I'm going to get that."
有人说呢，我想得到。
I'm going to, and they covet whatever it is they really want.
所以呢，我想要，他们贪恋任何一件他们想要的东西。
Mostly, well, not mostly. Firstly, the problem is you might want the house your neighbor lives in.
所以呢，大多数不是大多数。第一件你想要贪恋的呢，是你的邻居的房子。
Secondly, you might like your neighbor's wife or her husband.
第二呢，你可能喜欢你邻居的妻子或者他的丈夫。
You might want your neighbor's servants. I'd like an easier life, please. I would like somebody to be my servant.
因为你想要他们的仆人，你说呢？我想要生活容易一点，我想要人为我工作。
I would like his ox.
我想要他的那个牛。If
you're a farmer, you might say, "I would like his tractor. He's got a really nice tractor."
如果你是个农民呢，你说呢？我有可能喜欢他的拖拉机，他的拖拉机很漂亮。I
would like his donkey.
我想要他的驴。What
did people want a donkey for?
人们要驴干什么？So
they can go for a ride and not have to walk.
所以他们可以骑着它走，而不是走。You
ever heard anybody say, "I'd like his car"?
你们听到有人说呢，我喜欢他的车。
Okay, and the Bible says no, that's not the way you live. You don't say, "I would be happy if I got those things I want."
这并不是圣经说的，圣经说呢，或者你自己说呢，我如果说我要得到我想要的东西的话呢，我就会更加的幸福。
Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things he possesses. Possessions don't make you happy.
所以呢，就是说你记得那个圣经的主席基督说，那一个人呢，他有拥有更多的资产呢，并不会让他感到幸福。不，资产不会让你感到幸福。And
the rich are not usually happier than the poor.
所以呢，富人呢，他们通常呢，并不比穷人快乐。So
the problem, the main problem. Not the main. One of the main problems of American society is that we have been sold the impression that if you have more things, if you have better things, you'll be happy.
这个里面呢，就是主要的，其实呢不是主要的，就是说，最主要的一个问题在那个美国说呢，如果我拥有的东西更多的话呢，我就会更幸福。
And so one of my friends had a bit of a problem with this.
我的其中一个朋友呢，关于这一点呢，他有点问题。And
he got a new car, a brand new car.
他呢，得到了一辆车，一辆崭新的车。And
he was very happy with it.
他非常高兴。And
he locked it in the garage.
他把它锁在车库里。And
he left the cat in the garage.
他把那个猫也放在那个车库里。And
the cat got on the car.
那猫呢，爬上车。
And then started to slide off.
然后呢，就开始抓。
So the cat dug his claws into the paint and scraped it all the way down till he hit the ground.
所以呢，就是那个猫呢，把它那个上面的油漆呢一路抓下来，抓到地上。
And my friend came back and saw the scratches on the paint job on his brand new car, and he said, "Thou shalt not covet."
所以我的朋友回家了以后呢，他看到那个猫把他的那个车的那个油漆都扎掉了。他说呢，你不应该贪恋。He
said, "I think the Lord let the cat do that just because I would be too proud of my car."
所以他说，我认为呢，主呢让那个猫去那么抓的话呢，就是因为我太为我的新车感到骄傲了。Very
often, the problem arises very early with your things. and you get something that you think is really good, and sometimes problems come to it, and then maybe that's a good thing for reminding you we are not to covet.
这个里面通常呢，就是这些问题呢，在你的那些东西的最开始就发生了。发生了以后呢，就是说是如果你的东西上一开始你拥有以后就发生的问题，并不一定是一件坏事。这个会提醒你说，我不应该贪恋。Now
there's a sense in which these Ten Commandments are almost circular.
所以从另外一个意义上来讲呢，这些十诫呢，它是个循环的。
Thou shalt not covet, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's possible to covet so much that it would become your God instead of Jesus.
你的这个意思是说你不应该贪恋，你不应该有别的神，这是有可能的。如果说是你贪恋的这些东西呢，那么说那你太喜欢了，你把你这些东西当成了神，而不是把神主耶稣当神。So
if you were standing there that day,
如果你那天站在那里,
and you saw the thunder and lightning and darkness and cloud and everything on this mountain, and the shaking and the trumpet and the earthquake, and then you heard this voice, what would you think?
就是说，如果你那天站在你听到那些闪电雷鸣，而且那些乌云，还有那些号角，还有那些地震，还有冒烟，还有火焰，那么说你听到的这样的一个声音，你会怎么做呢？
Do you think you might say these words that we heard from that voice from that mountain, these words are important?
你认为你会说呢，这些话，我们听到了从那个山上传下来的声音里面的这些话是重要的吗？
God says yes. I went to the trouble of telling you this. It was very important. Don't forget these words.
神说的是非常重要的，我做了那么多，就是让你们听这些话，这些非常重要，你不要忘记。
All right, verse 18.
第18节。
Now all the people witnessed the thundering, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off.
众百姓见雷轰闪电脚声，山上冒烟，就都走开了，远远的站立。
They were afraid by the whole thing.
他们对这所有东西都害怕。
They ran away. Rather, they didn't run to the mountain. They ran away from the mountain.
所以他们逃离那座山，并不是往那个山里面逃。
And then they came up with this argument, verse 19. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us and we will hear, but don't let God speak with us lest we die.
所以他们呢，就是得出了这样一个论点。第十九节说，那对摩西说，求你和我们说话，我们必听，不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。
All right. Is it important to realize how important it is? That's a strange sentence, but anyway.
所以，那么说呢，就是重要的。你意识到这件事情是重要的，吗？这是一个奇怪的话，但是怎么说？
The Ten Commandments are important. Don't let the devil or anybody else tell you they're not important. God says they are important.
所以实际上是非常重要的，不要让其他人或者魔鬼告诉你它不重要，因为神说它是重要的。
So Moses answers, and this is the logic he's got, verse 20.
所以呢，摩西就回答，这是他呢在二十节里得出的逻辑。
He says, don't be afraid, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin.
第二节，摩西对百姓说，不要害怕，因为神乃是要试验你们，好叫你们的敬畏在他面前不致犯罪。
Why these commandments?
为什么有这么多的诫命呢?
Why this most dramatic emphasis of the commandments?
为什么这么巨大的去强调这些诫命呢?
What's the purpose of it all? That you don't sin.
它的意义是什么呢? 是你不要犯，不致犯罪。
And so in the book of Proverbs, we get the simple line, or Psalms, I can't remember now, but it says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin.
因为这个里面呢，在他认为在箴言的应该十篇里说，我把你的话藏在我的内心里，这样我不至于犯罪。
So what's the process?
这个过程什么样的？
Number one, you hear the words like we just did.
第一个呢，你听到那个话，就像我们刚才。
You transfer them from your ear to your mind, and you think about them.
所以你呢，通过你的耳朵呢，就是转到你的大脑里，你可以思考一下。
And from your mind, you transfer them to your heart, so that you believe them.
所以呢，你从你的大脑里呢，把它转到你的内心，所以呢，你可以相信。
And so from your heart, you transfer it to your actions so that you don't do the things you should not do.
所以呢，就从你内心呢，把它转变为行动，所以这样呢，你就不会去做你不该做的事。
All right. Verse 21, so the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was.
21节说，于是百姓远远的站立，摩西就挨近神所在的幽暗之中。
And so the people watched Moses going up that mountain, and they probably thought, wow, Moses, that's a scary place to go.
因为那些人们看到摩西那上那个山，他们说：“哇，摩西上山可能是件很可怕的事情。”
Verse 22.
所以第22节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, You have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me gods of silver or gold." Or gods of gold you shall not make for yourselves.
第二节、二十三节，耶和华对摩西说：“你要像以色列的孩子们这样说，你们自己看见我从天上和你们说话，你们不可做什么神像与我相配，不可为自己做金银的神像。”
Now one of the main ways, one of the main reasons how God, how people get into sin is that they stop focusing on God and they make another God and they focus on Him.
其实呢，就是说，其中一个呢，就是说，怎么样人开始犯罪呢？他们不把焦点呢从神那里移开，就是移到另外一个，就是他们所做的神像、偶像上，这样他们开始就犯罪了。
Don't allow idolatry in your house, in your life, and anyway, don't allow idolatry. That's verse 23.
第二十三节说呢，不要呢允许任何的偶像在你家里。
And then verse 24, an altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep, your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and will bless you.
第四节说，你们要为我筑土坛，这上面以牛羊献为燔祭和平安祭，凡祭在我名的地方，我必在那里赐福给你。
And so he's saying to them, listen, it's true I've told you all these bad things, but if you sacrifice to me, if you send me a burnt offering, I will bless you.
所以这个里面呢，他说是的，我告诉你们呢，也你们可能干那么多的坏事，但是如果你们真干的话呢，你们要为我筑坛，然后呢就献燔祭、平安祭，这样呢我就会赐福你们。
All right, verse 25. And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you use your tool on it, you have profaned it.
第二十五节说，你若为我筑一座石坛，不可用凿成的石头，因为你在上头移动器具，就把坛污秽了。
What does he mean by that?
这个什么意思呢？
Well, basically he says, if you take a natural stone,
他基本上说，如果你呢拿自然的石头，
and then you say, but I can improve on that, so you take your hammer and chisel, and you modify the stone, you basically say, God, what you provided, the stone, is not good enough. I'm going to make it even better. And so you put your imprint on the stone, and then you use that to please God, and God says no.
别人基本上是说，如果你拿一块石头，你说，哎，这个石头呢，我可以做一些改进，做一些改造，拿一个锤子，拿一个凿子呢，把它凿成我想要的形状，这样呢，就是更好的能够去筑坛。那说这个，你基本上呢，就是说是，你神给你提供的石头你不喜欢，你跟神说呢，我可以把这个石头呢变得更好一点，我的方式呢比你的方式更好。
Now, the logic that I use to understand that is simply this.
所以呢，我的逻辑用这个呢，让你们理解的是简单是这样的。
If I were to see a beautiful painting,
如果我看到一个非常美的油画
，by Leonardo da Vinci，
哎，那个莱昂纳多·达芬奇。
Do you know who Leonardo da Vinci is?
你们知道莱昂纳多·达芬奇是谁吗？
He was one of the most wonderful painters that ever lived. He came out of Italy.
他是那活有史以来活过的最那个有名的油画家，他是意大利人。
And I were to look at that painting, and I said, "Oh, Leonardo, that's really good. But you know, down here you made a little mistake."
就是我看到那个非常美的油画，我说啊，那完了的这个非常好，但是你在这个下面呢，你犯了点错。
So I just dipped my paintbrush in the pot. Now, Leonardo, do you like that?
对，然后把我的那个油画笔呢蘸点油漆，我说嘟嘟嘟，一搞，说哎，你看现在是好多了。
And everybody says you just ruined a painting. That painting was worth millions of dollars. You put that paint on it, now it's worthless.
那人们就会说，那你刚刚毁了那幅油画，那个油画本来值好几百万，那么说因为你把它加上了一笔，现在一钱不值了。
Can you imagine going up to Jesus, listening to his sermon, and saying to him, "That was good, Jesus, but really you should have said this"?
所以你可以想象一下，你去听那个主耶稣讲道，你在天堂听主耶稣讲道，你说这主耶稣啊，这个太好了，但是呢，你应该这么讲。
And you say no. Aren't you thankful that when God wrote the Bible, He didn't ask for your opinion before He put pen to paper?
所以这个里面呢，就是说这个应该是这样的，但是你可以去想象，就是说神呢，当他写圣经的时候，在他打印出来之前，他并没有征求你的意见呢。
And God says, when you come to me, you bring your offering, but you don't do anything to make the offering more acceptable. You just bring me all the wonderful truth of Jesus.
医生说呢，你在我这人面前呢，你要跟我献上祭物的话呢，你就把那个圆的样子，因为它本来就是很美的，你把你所有的本来的最美的东西带到主耶稣面前来。
And lastly, he says regarding his altar, nor shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not exposed on it.
耶稣就说，你上我的坛不可用台阶，免得露出你的赤身。
So,After all these Ten Commandments, the next thing is, how do you worship God?
所以呢，在这所有的这些诫命以后呢，下一个主题是你怎样去敬拜神。
And so you worship God in His way. You don't try to improve on anything.
所以呢，你呢敬拜神呢，按照他的方式，你不要试图自己做任何的改进。
You make a simple offering, a simple altar, verse 24, of earth.
所以呢，就是第二十四节，你呢要做一个简单的祭坛。
You don't say, "This is the way I choose to worship you, God." You take the natural things He has provided, and you let them worship Him.
所以这个里面呢，你不要说呢，神呐、啊，这是我来敬拜你的方式。你要就是就是说是带着他提供的那些自然的东西，让自然的去敬拜神。
And make sure that you do so in moral purity. Don't let your nakedness be exposed on His altar.
所以呢，就是说是你要确保你那样做呢，就是说是你要是有那个道德有纯洁，不要让你赤身。
Now note the logic flow here. You've got the Ten Commandments, and then you've got after the Ten Commandments.
所以你看看这个逻辑流程，你首先有那十诫，然后有十诫之后的。
What comes after the Ten Commandments? Answer, worship.
时间之后接着什么答案是敬拜。
God has given these marvelous commandments to us, and he says, the first thing I want you to do after these commandments, I want you to make sure you worship me. I am worthy of your honor and of your servitude. So I want you to worship me first, then everything else will come.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，我给你们赐下了这么多奇妙的诫命，然后下一步呢，我要你们敬拜我。敬拜我的话呢，敬拜我的时候呢，就是要让你们知道我是值得你们尊荣的，值得你们敬拜的。在你们敬拜以后呢，所有的美事都接着来了。So,
I think that's a marvelous thing. People hear the Ten Commandments, they often just say, oh, that's interesting.
有些人呢，通常呢，他们听到了这些诫命以后呢，他们说，哎，很有意思。
But God says, no, you've heard the Ten Commandments, and you acknowledge that they're good. You acknowledge that's the way to have a proper society. That's the way to have a proper life. I am going to worship the God who made those commandments.
医生说不是这样的，你听到了是诫，听到了诫命，或者是这些诫命很好，我要把它呢用在我们的社会里，把它用在我自己的人生里，我要去遵守这诫命，我要去敬拜神赐给我诫命的那个神。
Most people acknowledge that there's great wisdom there, but you know, many governments have gone in our day and taken those Ten Commandments off the wall of their courts, off the wall of their cabinet meeting rooms, their official offices. They say, we don't need those commandments anymore. What is important, they say, is the commandments we make.
这里面呢，就是说是很多人意识到时间里面的这么多的智慧在里面，但是呢，大多数政府呢，他们呢，把他们从他们的政府的办公室，或者内国的办公室，或者说是法庭的那个墙上，还有自己那些非常重要的地方的把墙上，把他们贴在墙上，直接拿下来，贴上他们自己定的那样的诫命。And
so instead of the Ten Commandments on the wall, they make reference to the revised statutes of Canada. They go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Nobody's read them all. Nobody really cares. They're our laws. We haven't rejected God's laws.
基本呢，他们应该把那个时间呢贴在墙上，但是加拿大政府呢，他们自己呢制定他们自己的立法，然后把他们贴在墙上，贴在墙上呢，就是说是啊，这接着这个，接着这个，没有人真正的把他们读过，他们根本没有意识到他们失去的是什么。So
back to Matthew chapter 5.
又回到马太福音第五章。
What happened to the Ten Commandments?
所以呢，十诫是什么样子？
Chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 17.
所以马太福音第五章第17节。
Jesus said, do not think that I am come to destroy the law. He did not do that.
主耶稣说，那莫想我来要毁掉律法，这是他不想那么做。
I came not to destroy the law. Nor the prophets, I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
莫想我来要毁掉律法或者先知，我来不是要毁掉，乃是要成全。Don't
dismiss the Ten Commandments. God will hold us responsible.
所以呢，不要去不遵守十诫，神呢要让你负责的。All
right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you for the Ten Commandments.
主啊，我们要为十诫献上感恩。We're
important. We're impressed that you made them so important for us.
所以我们的印象非常深刻，你们把它变得对我们来说非常重要。You
didn't just write them. You didn't just tell Moses about them. You told the whole people with a big, loud voice. You told all the people these commandments.
所以呢，就是您不仅仅只是把它写下来，不是仅仅只是告诉摩西，您呢把这个用一个非常巨大的声音告诉你的子民，他们必须遵守。
Lord, we pray that you'll impress these commandments on our own hearts. And where we find that we have sinned, may we be repentant before you, not defensive, but may we say, Lord, you're right. I am wrong. I want you to forgive me.
主啊，我们愿你呢把这个深深的印在我们的内心里，把实践深深印在我们内心的呢，让我们不管做什么事情呢，让我们呢发现我们做错的时候呢，我们不要去辩护，我们要悔改，说主啊，您是对的，我是错的，我们要紧紧的去遵守。
So we give thanks now for your kindness in giving us these and teaching us today.Bless each one of us, Lord. May we say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for dying for me. Please be my Savior. We ask this in Jesus' name.
所以说我们感谢您对我们的慈爱，感谢您呢，就是说是来教导我们，把这些重要的东西告诉我们。也我们也感谢的主耶稣基督为我们的罪来到真理，为我们而死，愿我们每个人都接受他。所以我们的感谢是感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you.